Doxing Scandal Started by Mexican President Rocks Country's Politics. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 26, 2024. A doxing scandal started by Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador led to the additional doxing of two presidential candidates. The president also admitted that he didn't care if he broke the law by starting the controversy. In the most recent turn of events, López Obrador criticized YouTube for taking down the video of his morning news conference where the doxing took place. The politician claimed YouTube was censoring him and being authoritarian. As Breitbart Texas initially reported, the issue began last week when Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador used one of his morning news conferences to criticize and intimidate the New York Times for asking questions about drug cartel money being pumped into his campaigns. In the most recent turn of events, López Obrador criticized YouTube for taking down the video of his morning news conference where the doing took place. The politician claimed YouTube was censoring him and being authoritarian. Por censura, YouTube nos bajo el video de la conferencia de prensa del jueves 22 de febrero, pues, según ellos, infringe las normas de la comunidad. Es una actitud prepotente y autoritaria. Están en plena decadencia. La estatua de la libertad se ha convertido en un símbolo. pic.twitter.com/dpbn4tjbfr. Andrés Manuel, at López Obrador underscore, February 26, 2024. During his initial criticism, López Obrador revealed the personal cell phone of Natalie Katruf from The Times, who sent an email to the president's press office with multiple questions. The issue continued with Mexican government news outlets criticizing Katruf and her work in the story about AMLO's campaign. AMLO's government using public broadcasting to intimidate the NEET's Mexico bureau chief. Frightening. José Díaz Briseño, at Díaz Briseño, February 23, 2024. The initial doxing sparked international criticism from press freedom organizations since Mexico is considered one of the deadliest countries for journalists. Hashtag La Verdad Se Protege. Revelar datos personales de periodistas y impedirles el acceso a la conferencia de prensa de et López Obrador son violaciones graves a su derecho a la privacidad, a su seguridad y a la libertad de expresión. Desde Amnistía Internacional nos solidarizamos con pic.twitter.com/sa.acno4v. Amnistía Int. México, at Amnistía México, February 23, 2024. When questioned by a reporter from Univision about the doxing, López Obrador said it was done on purpose. When told that doxing was against the law in Mexico, the president doubled down and claimed that he was within his right to defend himself against libelous attacks from critical news outlets. Soon after, one of López Obrador's sons posted on social media that his phone number had been leaked and he had been receiving threats. En las últimas horas, he sido objeto de un acto de invasión a mi privacidad. A través de la filtración de mi número de teléfono. Este acto, que entiendo como una forma de venganza y un intento de hacer daño. No solo me afecta a mí, sino que también pone en peligro a mi familia y. José Ramón López Beltrán, at underscore JRLB underscore, February 24, 2024. Presidential candidate Claudia Sheinbaum, a López Obrador supporter, also posted over the weekend that she, too, had been doxxed and had been receiving threats on her personal cell phone. El día de hoy he estado recibiendo llamadas sin parar y mensajes de odio. Como el que mostró, pues alguien publicó mi número de teléfono celular en redes sociales. Es obvio lo que quieren hacer, de nuevo sus ataques son tan verdos como inofensivos. Los números que dibirían. pic.twitter.com/ncfxf5f7lc. Dra. Claudia Sheinbaum, at Claudia Sheen. February 24, 2024. By Sunday, Xochitl Galvez, the presidential candidate from the opposition party, also reported that her cell phone number had been leaked. Filtraron mi número de teléfono y no han dejado de llegar mensajes. Preocupense, porque estoy en nadie lo para. pic.twitter.com/rjo6arcs. Xochitl Galvez Ruiz, at Xochitl Galvez, February 25, 2024. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.